at Pro Wrestling History with Bash!
In 2008, Vince McMahon was added to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. His star was placed right next to Kermit the Frog's. I bet Kermit was glad it wasn't Miss Piggy. In 1943, in Tehran, Iran, the Iron Sheik was born. In 1996, D'Lo Brown took home the Heartland Wrestling Association heavyweight title in Lima, Ohio, when he beat Bobby Blaze. This began D'Lo's second championship reign. In 2002, at WrestleMania 18 in Toronto, Canada, Hulk Hogan and The Rock went head-to-head in the squared circle that ended with The Rock landing his signature move, the Rock Bottom, and pinning Hulk Hogan 1, 2, 3. In 2001, World Championship Wrestling, WCW, held its final pay-per-view event called Greed in Jacksonville, Florida, before being bought by the World Wrestling Federation, WWF. In 1956, Don Evans took home the National Wrestling Alliance, NWA, Texas Brass Knuckles title by beating Bill Curry in Fort Worth, Texas. The win ended Curry's third reign as champ. And in 1994, at WrestleMania 10 in New York City, at the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden,
the Macho Man Randy Savage
beat Crush in a Falls Count Anywhere match using Texas Deathmatch rules. Savage won by pinning Crush and hogtying him upside down so he couldn't get back into the ring. This was the last WrestleMania match for Macho Man. That's This Week in Pro Wrestling History. I'm Bash. Follow me on the Instagram at Bash and Barb, or visit BashandBarb.com for more.